This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. At least 31 persons have lost their lives due to a stampede in a massive roadshow of actor-politician Vijay at Karur in Tamil Nadu. The marathon rally went on for more than 3 hours with people of all ages rushing to have a sight of the actor. The actor and founder of the party, Tamilaga Vetri Karagam, had called for a roadshow today. State Health Minister M. Subramaniam said that the government has called in doctors from nearby districts to assist the hospitals at Karur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed grief over the unfortunate incident during a political rally in Karur, Tamil Nadu today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed his condolences to the families who lost their loved ones and wished them strength in this difficult time. He also prayed for the speedy recovery of those injured. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched over 97,500 new 4G mobile towers across India, including 92,600 towers equipped with fully indigenous technology as part of a major push to expand digital infrastructure. The towers, installed by BSNL at a cost of approximately 37,000 crore rupees, are expected to bring high-speed internet to 30,000 additional villages. While announcing the rollout during his day-long visit to Jharsuguda in Odisha, Prime Minister Modi said that India had missed the bus on 2G, 3G and 4G technologies. He further said that BSNL's indigenously developed 4G network now places India among the few nations capable of building and supporting its own telecom networks.
हमारे लिए गौरव की बात है कि हमारे BSNL ने अपने ही देश में पूरी तरह स्वदेशी 4G टेक्नोलॉजी विकसित कर ली है अपनी मेहनत अपनी लगन अपनी कुशलता से बीएसएनएल ने नया इतिहास रच दिया है
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 126th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today lauded the addition of two new Ramsar sites from Bihar as a proud moment for India's environmental stewardship. These are Gokul Jalashay in Baksa district and Udaipur Jheel in West Champaran district. Responding to a post by Union Minister Bhupendra Yadav on social media, Mr. Modi said wetlands are vital to sustainable development. He appreciated the people of Bihar who are showing how to be at the forefront of environmental conservation in thought and action. The Kol Desert Biosphere Reserve in Himachal Pradesh has been inducted into the UNESCO World Network of Biosphere Reserves. The announcement was made at the World Congress of Biosphere Reserves in Hangzhou, China, highlighting the region's significance as a model for sustainable development. First designated a national biosphere reserve in 2009, the Kol Desert now becomes India's 13th site in the global network. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Gujarat, Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra tomorrow. The Met Department predicted heavy rainfall conditions over Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar, Jharkhand, Andaman and Nicobar Islands during next 2 to 3 days. Similar conditions are expected over South Interior Karnataka, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry during the next 2 days. In the Para World Archery Championships, India secured a total of 7 medals and won 2 historic individual compound gold medals on the final day of the competition today in Gwangju, South Korea. The highlight was 18-year-old Sheetal Devi, who scripted history by becoming the first woman armless archer to win a world championship gold in the compound individual section. In the opening day of the 12th World Para Athletics Championship, India won a gold and a bronze. And that is the end of this news bulletin.